Hi, and welcome back to the Uncharted Entrepreneurs Podcast. I'm your host, Sherry Miter, and today's another bonus episode in our five daily episodes this week. Oh my gosh, happy Friday, right? All right, I hope you've been enjoying these bonus episodes that are real, raw, no music, no intro, no outro. Again, just me sharing what's on my heart and in my mind and little nuggets of tips, ideas, thoughts that hopefully inspire you to just make your life better every day. I posted something today on my Instagram and Facebook stories with an Old Dominion song of Life is Short, Make It Sweet. I love that song. If you're not familiar with it, go look it up. I think that's the title. I think Life is Sweet, maybe. I don't know, but it's Old Dominion. And find it. And I guarantee it will have you up and on your feet and just dancing today on this Friday or whenever you're listening to this podcast. Okay, what's today's podcast all about? We're talking about celebrating the milestones, big and small, along your success path in life and in business. Plus, I'm going to tell you about a contest because I'm celebrating something for my podcast, and also a little bit of information about the Shift Sail Soar course, beta course, that is launching in a few weeks, and how you can get in on it and who is it for. Okay, let's talk about celebrating. So today I am celebrating over 500 downloads to our podcast. Woo! Honestly, we started this on July 29th. So it's not even 2 months old. And I don't know if 500 downloads in 2 months is good or not. I have no idea. No idea. I mean, I know there are podcasts out there that have thousands and thousands of downloads in 2 months when they have that huge, ginormous following. But when you're just building it, I don't know. But I'm patting myself on the back today and celebrating. And here's how you can help me celebrate. First of all, I do have to say thank you so much for all of you who have been listening, who have downloaded an episode, who have shared my podcast with others. And especially those of you who have already left a review on iTunes. That is huge, 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 huge. So what I'm doing is we're celebrating by giving away two things. First is one of my favorite ways to just jot down inspiration, jot down ideas, jot down things I'm learning. And that's using my minimalist art journal. I love this journal. I am like a tactile person, so I love paper that is just quality and it feels good. It's got a great cover on it. It's fun because you can put a table of contents in it, and it's my favorite thing. And I have fallen in love with it. I have shared it with others, and I'm going to give away one. I'm also going to be giving away a free coaching session if you win, if you choose to take it. No obligation. But how do you get entered to win? Here's how. If you have not yet left a review of the Uncharted Entrepreneurs Podcast, drop a review on iTunes. Screenshot it, post it in your Instagram account or Facebook account, and tag me in it. You got to tag me in it so I know that's how I know to get you an entry. If you already left a review, again, thank you for that. And what you can do is just take a picture of your favorite episode so far, screenshot it, post it, share it on Instagram or Facebook, tag me in it, and share a little bit about why you love that episode. And here's the cool thing. You can enter every single day. Just repeat step number two, just share a different episode. And you can enter every day until September 30th, and I'll be doing the giveaway on October 1st. So that's how you get entered to win the contest and helping me celebrate this milestone. All right, so let's get into how you can celebrate some milestones in your own life. And I want you to think about, what can you celebrate today? We all have something we can celebrate today. Maybe you've been on an exercise and diet program and you lost 2 pounds. Maybe you lost 5 pounds. Celebrate it. Maybe you've been working on getting out of debt and you've paid off a credit card, or you're close to paying off a credit card, or you haven't used your credit card in a while. Celebrate it. Maybe you've just survived your first week of homeschooling your kids. Oh, I feel so bad for the parents and the teachers out there right now. Holy cow, with this virtual learning. So you all survived. Celebrate that. If you're a teacher, celebrate you survived your first few weeks or months of school. Maybe you got a new client in your business. Definitely celebrate that. Maybe you stepped out of your comfort zone this week and you did something that was scary and you were brave. Celebrate it. Maybe you learned something new, whether it's a new language, a new tech tip, something new. Celebrate it. Maybe you finish a crossword puzzle or a jigsaw puzzle. Celebrate it. Maybe you just brushed your teeth every morning and every night this week. Celebrate it. You get the point. Find something to celebrate. And it doesn't have to be a huge celebration. It could just be like, kudos to me. Maybe you want to share it on Facebook or Instagram. If you do, tag me in it. Let me know what you're celebrating. Maybe it's huge and you want to do a big happy dance and you want to gather other people. Maybe you want to pop open that bottle of Prosecco. I love doing that celebration. Just find a way to celebrate it. Maybe it's just like, okay, girl, you're doing well. You got this. So what about in your business? We need to have these celebrations as often as possible. And in order to have the celebrations when it comes to your business, you want to be tracking something. And I like to track two different ways. One, I teach people to track your efforts, because sometimes we don't have control over results, but we can track our efforts. For instance, if you are in sales, sometimes you cannot control what people say, if they buy, if they book with you, but you can control how many calls did you make. So track, are you making 5 calls a day, 10 calls a day, 20 calls a day, 100 calls a day, whatever you need to track to get those yeses. Track those things and then celebrate the milestones along the way, or the consistency. Consistency is king and queen. Then I also like to track and teach people to track results. So this is where you track, okay, I got a new sale. I hit that, you know, my goal of $1,000 in sales this week. Or I picked up 2 new clients. Whatever it is that you're working on, track the results in too. So you track the efforts and then you track the results. Celebrate the milestones. Why is that so important? Why am I so big today on celebrating the milestones? Because when you track and you see where you are and you celebrate those milestones, it makes you want to do more. It's that little endorphin kick that you get, that like, oh, yay, that was awesome. If you've ever been on a diet, I think probably most of us have, and you hit that, you lost 2 pounds, doesn't it make you want to do better that day, that week, and keep it going? So make sure you just keep celebrating. My husband and I are doing a debt snowball, and every time we pay off a credit card, it makes us want to keep on going. Or when we open up that statement and we see that there's only $500 or $600 left on the balance, we're like, okay, how can we make some money right now to pay that off even quicker? So when you look at those things, you track and you celebrate, you track and you celebrate, that's how you excel in life, truly. So let me know, DM me, email me, and let me know, what are you celebrating today? Or tag me in your post if you're going to put it out there, what you're celebrating. Let me know what you're celebrating today, and let me know what you're going to be tracking in your business for efforts and results. I can't wait to hear from you. All right, I'm going to finish this up real quick here with a couple of thoughts about the Shift Sales Soar course, beta course. So what do I mean by beta? Beta is, it is a trial of it. It is, I'm gathering information. I want to see what needs to be tweaked to make it even better. I want to see what works. I want to see what results people get when they're in the course. I want to make sure that the timeline's appropriate, all of that stuff. And I've been doing some coaching already, one-on-one coaching, and a little bit of the trainings I want to teach in the Shift, Sell, Soar course. But we're going to do a full-on beta launch in the beginning of October. And I'm only taking on 10 people for this beta course. What you get, one, highly discounted, highly discounted price tag on it with payment plans. So email me about that info. But I'm tweaking it a little bit because I've had a lot of clarity. If you've been listening to the bonus episodes this week, you know this. I had a lot of clarity on who my ideal client is this week. And it is that person that you're in that same spot I am, that you are, except for maybe you might've been a career person, but you are in that 40, 50, 60 year old range, probably a woman, but I'm not excluding you guys. And you had a great career, or maybe not, maybe you really never even liked your career, but you are retired or you're about to retire and you're wondering what's next. Like, you are so not ready to sit on the front porch in your rocking chair and do nothing. You know, you want adventure. You know, you want some freedom. You need flexibility, but you also know there's a lot left inside of you that hasn't been tapped yet. You know, you have a God-given calling that you have not been able to use yet. You know that there's gifts and talents inside of you that are screaming to come out, but you have no idea what it is. Or maybe you do. Maybe you do know what it is. Either way, this course is going to be for you, because in this course, I'm going to take you through, one, how to discover what is it, what is next for you. I'm calling it the second voyage, because you know what? You have a lot of life experience. You have a lot of knowledge. You have a lot of maturity. You have a lot of emotional management, probably. And we're going to discover, what is it? What is that next thing for you? What are your strengths and talents that you can use to create something exciting? We're going to talk about how to make sure that it has the flexibility to give you that freedom you still desire in this next stage of life, how to create the income in different ways. One is definitely going to be, we're going to talk about creating passive income, which gives you that freedom. We're going to talk about all the stuff that might stop you, like all the roadblocks, all the danger buoys, all those kind of things that might stop you from succeeding in this new venture. And so much more, like so much more. I was actually up last night at 2 o'clock in the morning, jotting down notes. Like, I woke up and just had to get out of bed and kind of create some more notes on this. Super, super excited about it. So if you are that person that, again, is 40 plus, either retired or about to retire, and you're wondering what's next, you kind of have an idea, but you just want to figure it out. And maybe you have absolutely no idea how to run a business, or maybe you've had a business, but you're like, I don't even know if I've been doing this well. I can take you through everything I've done over the past years and how I've taught other people to run businesses. So I'm super excited about it. If you want more information, shoot me an email, sherrymiterco@gmail.com. It's in the show notes. And let's chat. Let's see if this is a fit for you. Because again, I'm only taking 10 people. So it may or may not be for you. And that's totally cool. Or if you want to wait for you don't want to be in the beta program, but you want to wait till it's launched in 2021. That's totally okay too. Just shoot me an email and I'll put you on the list for that. All right. But let me know, what are you going to celebrate today? I can't wait to hear from you. And thank you again for being one of the people who helped us cross over 500 downloads and get into, we're in 3 countries, which is crazy, and over 15 states. So we're spreading across the USA. Also, please just share this, subscribe so you don't miss a program, an episode, and share this with somebody that needs to listen to it, or somebody you might know. Maybe you don't fit in that, you're not that person I mentioned earlier, but you know somebody who is 40 plus and either retiring or about to retire, or maybe they've been a stay-at-home mom and they're ready to launch into a new life. Whatever it is, I would love to hear from you and from them. All right. Thanks again. Enjoy your weekend if you are listening to this on Friday, and we'll hit you back up next week.